Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer in Vienna today. Russia agrees to India's demand ensuring early release of Indian nationals working in Russian military. By-polls underway for 13 assembly seats spread over 7 states. Finance Ministry urges private sector banks to extend more loans under financial inclusion schemes such as PM Swanidhi and PM Vishwakarma. Maharashtra government decides to recruit 50,000 young individuals to promote various welfare programs of both state and union governments. And in women's cricket, India beat South Africa by 10 wickets in the third and final T20 international in Chennai. And now the news in detail. On the second leg of his two-nation tour, Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Vienna yesterday on a two-day visit to Austria. He was given a warm welcome from members of the Indian community upon his arrival. We have a report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Austria from Moscow after a two-day visit to Russia, where he held 22nd India-Russia annual summit with President Putin. It is the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Austria in 41 years. Mr. Modi will call on Austrian President Alexander Van der Bellen and hold talks with Chancellor of Austria Karl Nehammer today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Austrian Chancellor will also address business leaders from India and Austria. Mr. Modi will also interact with members of the Indian community in Vienna. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Mr. Modi attended a dinner hosted by Austrian Chancellor last night. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi thanked Chancellor Nehammer for the warm welcome. Mr. Modi said he's looking forward to their discussions today. PM Modi said the two nations will continue working together to further global good. Foreign Secretary Vinay Quatra says Russia has agreed to India's demand to ensure early release and return to home of the Indian nationals working in the Russian military as support staff.
Prime Minister strongly raised the issue of early discharge of Indian nationals who have been misled into the service of the Russian army. This was taken up strongly by the Prime Minister, and the Russian side promised early discharge of all Indian nationals from the service of the Russian army.
Mr. Modi raised the issue during his informal talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin over dinner at the Russian leader's dacha, or the country home. The foreign secretary said the two sides will work on how expeditiously the Indians can be brought back home. Mr. Quatra said India anticipated the number of its nationals serving in the Russian military to be roughly between 35 to 50, out of which 10 were already brought back. Professor Soumya Swaminathan has been appointed as the principal advisor at the Union Ministry of Health and Family Welfare for the National Tuberculosis Elimination Programme on a pro bono basis. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, in a statement, said that as the principal advisor, Professor Swaminathan will provide technical advice on the overall strategy to achieve programme goals, suggest policy directions and necessary course corrections for optimal outcomes, and advise on research strategy. Voting is underway for by-polls to 13 assembly seats spread over 7 states. Voting is taking place for Raiganj, Ranaghat Dakshin, Bagda and Maniktala in West Bengal, Dehra, Hamirpur and Nalagarh in Himachal Pradesh, and Badrinath and Mangalore in Uttarakhand. Voting is also taking place for Rupali in Bihar, Amarwada in Madhya Pradesh, Vikrawandi in Tamil Nadu and Jalandhar West in Punjab. Counting will be held on Saturday. In Himachal Pradesh, voting began at 7 in the morning. We spoke to the Chief Electoral Officer of Himachal Pradesh, Manish Garg.
Today we have by-poll for 3 assembly constituencies of Himachal Pradesh, which is Dehra in Kangra district, Hamirpur in Hamirpur district and Nalagarh in Solan district. Total 315 polling stations have been set up for the polls. Each polling station has sufficient security deployment, and the polling will be from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. today, and the counting will be on 13th July from 8 a.m. onwards.
The Finance Ministry has urged private sector banks to extend more loans under financial inclusion schemes such as PM Swanidhi, PM Vishwakarma and Jan Samarth Portal, aimed at providing more jobs for the poor, such as skilled artisans and street vendors. Secretary Department of Financial Services Vivek Joshi chaired a review meeting with top executives of private sector banks yesterday on the progress of these job-oriented schemes for the poor. The Department of Posts under the Ministry of Communications will organize 5,000 Dak Chopals across the country in the next 100 days. Minister of Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya reviewed the 100-day action plan of the Department of Posts and discussed various initiatives to transform service delivery and enhance efficiency. The ministry said that under this initiative, the Dak Chopals will serve as vital links between rural residents and government functions, reducing barriers such as distance and accessibility. The Ministry of Coal said it is actively working to ensure the proper disposal and repurposing of fly ash generated by thermal power plants in a significant move towards environmental protection and resource utilization. The Ministry highlighted in its release that as many as 19 mine voids have been allocated to 13 thermal power plants for fly ash disposal. The Ministry of Coal, in collaboration with the Central Mine Planning and Design Institute, is in the process of creating a centralized portal to manage the application process for the allocation of mine voids to thermal power plants for fly ash backfilling activities. This portal aims to streamline operations and ensure transparency and efficiency. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 15 people were killed and more than 20 injured in a road accident in Unnao district today. The accident occurred early this morning when a double-decker bus rammed into a milk tanker near Bangarmau. The bus was going from Sivan district in Bihar to Delhi. Many people died on spot as the bus broke into two pieces after the collision. Police and administrative officials have reached the accident site and rescue work is continuing. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. Welcome back to Morning News. The Maharashtra government has decided to recruit 50,000 young individuals to promote various welfare programs of both the state and the union governments. Higher and Technical Education Minister Chandrakant Patil told the State Legislative Council that they will be designated as Yojana Doots to disseminate knowledge about the government schemes. Mr. Patil said these Yojana Doots will also assist the citizens in availing the benefit of the government schemes. Another batch of 4,627 pilgrims left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas Base Camp in Jammu for the Kashmir Valley to perform pilgrimage to Amarnath Cave Shrine. The pilgrims left the base camp in a cavalcade of 185 vehicles early this morning. The batch included 3,422 men, 1,027 women, 26 children, 137 sadhus and 15 sadhuis. Of these, 1,854 pilgrims left for Balthal at 7 past 3 a.m. and 2,773 for Pahalgam Base Camp at 33 past 3 a.m., from where they will proceed for their further journey to the Holy Cave. In weather update, the India Meteorological Department or IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over northeast and adjoining East India during next 2 to 3 days. More from our correspondent.
The IMD said that these conditions will be present over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim till tomorrow and over Assam, Meghalaya, Odisha, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till the 13th of this month. These conditions will also prevail over Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Karnataka, Gujarat and Kerala during the next 4 days. In North and Central India, heavy rainfall conditions will be present over Madhya Pradesh, East Uttar Pradesh, West Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu, Haryana and Punjab during the next 2 to 3 days. Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Flood situation is worsening day by day in the Tarai region of Uttar Pradesh. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath along with Union Minister Jiten Prasad will visit Pilibhit and Lakhimpur Khiri districts of the region which are most affected by the flood fury. After conducting the aerial survey, he is also scheduled to visit the flood victims and review the rescue and relief operations going on in these areas. We have more from our correspondent.
Trains on Pilibhit, Tanakpur and Pilibhit Mailani route are cancelled or short terminated from last 2 days. Schools will remain closed today also due to waterlogging at various places in the city. Many approach roads to other districts from Pilibhit are inundated and the traffic has been affected badly. 5 villagers were rescued by Air Force in the district and more than 1 lakh people are affected here from the flood. Ganga, Kuano, Ghaghra, Rapti and Sharda rivers are flowing above the danger mark, causing hundreds of villagers to shift to secure places in various districts in the state. Danger of flood is looming large over other districts like Sant Kabir Nagar, Devariya, Barabanki, Ayodhya, Farukhabad and Shahjahapur due to rising water level of the rivers. State government is conducting rescue and relief operation 24/7 in the flood affected areas. For the first time, 3-layer arrangement of NDRF, SDRF and PAC flood battalion has been made along with the whole Nepal border for relief and rescue work. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
On to sports. In women's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 10 wickets to register its biggest win in the T20 International against Proteas during the third and final T20 match of the series at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. India completed the 85-run chase in just 10.5 overs, surpassing its previous best win in 11 overs or 66 balls in 2021 against South Africa. This crucial victory enabled India to level the series 1-1 after the second match was called off due to rain. Pacer Pooja Vastrakar was declared player of the match. And in Indian men's cricket team will lock horns with Zimbabwe in the 30-20 match of the series at Harare Sports Club this evening. Both the team have won one match in the 5-match series. The Shubman Gill-led Indian team will try to win this match to gain the lead. The International Cricket Council has announced Indian pace bowler Jasprit Bumrah as the ICC Men's Player of the Month for June 2024 yesterday. On the other hand, ICC also announced Indian women's team vice-captain Smriti Mandhana as the ICC Women's Player of the Month for June. And in chess, Doma Raju Gukesh, the youngest ever challenger for world champion title, will go up against top players, including compatriot Vidit Santosh Gujarati, in the Super United Rapid and Blitz in Croatia. This event comes just a few months before Gukesh is scheduled to take on reigning world champion Ding Liren in the FIDE World Chess Championship match in Singapore. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shefali Singh.
Thank you, Anuja. The top front page headline in all the dailies focus on India embracing all-weather friend Russia. The Asian Age writes on Mr. Modi asking Putin to end war in Ukraine, saying, no solution on battlefield, only dialogue and diplomacy being the way forward. Russia's highest civilian award for Modi, cites Hindustan Times. The upcoming budget may unveil a scheme with major funding boost for micro, small and medium companies, reports the Economic Times. Hathras Stampede, DSP, SDM among 6 officials suspended for negligence, notes the Times of India. Hindustan Times reports, after a gap of 46 years, Jagannath Temple Treasury to be opened on 14 July. The Pioneer reports, weather forecasting to get tech upgrade with 3 Doppler radars being proposed for NCR. The Tribune refers to NRBI data saying India added 4.7 crore jobs during 2023-24. And finally, a headline in the Indian Express states, Gambhir as coach, Team India set for new innings. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Shefali. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer in Vienna today. Russia agrees to India's demand, ensuring early release of Indian nationals working in Russian military. Bipolls underway for 13 assembly seats spread over 7 states. Finance Ministry urges private sector banks to extend more loans under financial inclusion schemes such as PM Swanidhi and PM Vishwakarma. Maharashtra government decides to recruit 50,000 young individuals to promote various welfare programs of both state and union governments. And in women's cricket, India beat South Africa by 10 wickets in third and final T20 International in Chennai. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.